with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman is ruffling some feathers with the left with his unflinching support for Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman drew the ire of the anti-war veterans group About Face this week when he refused to stand with demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. About Face posted a video that appeared to show the left-leaning Democrat walking past the protesters waving an Israeli flag. Fetterman earlier this week also posted a video showing the posters hung in his Senate office of innocent Israelis taken hostage by Hamas in their October 7th terrorist raid on Israel. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, once again, House lawmakers are dealing with another looming potential government shutdown.
The deadline this time is Friday, November 17th, and a number of lawmakers say a protracted partisan battle would most assuredly lead to federal agencies shuttering their doors. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been in talks in the last several days with members of his slim 221 to 212 majority about a clean continuing resolution with no cuts that would carry into the new year. But some hardliners want staggered deadlines for different agencies, as well as spending cuts and tighter security at the southern border. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the FBI confiscated a few of his devices earlier this week as part of a federal investigation into whether Turkey illegally funneled money into Adams' 2021 mayoral campaign. Reports indicate that investigators went to the mayor after an event Monday night and asked for all the devices he had with him. That included an iPhone and an iPad. Mayor's office later turned over more devices. Wintry weather is off to a brutal start in Alaska. A major winter storm dropped about 17 inches of snow with the National Weather Service's Anchorage office by early Friday morning. Totals of 30 inches or more were reported in other parts. This is SRN News. If you work at HHS, you must embrace transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to a memo made public on X by Roger Severino of the Heritage Foundation, all employees of the Department of Health and Human Services must address transgender coworkers by their preferred pronouns. That means at one of the Biden administration's cabinet-level departments, your eyes may tell you the truth, but your mouth had better say the lie, or you will be at risk of losing your job. Some experts say the policy is ripe for a legal challenge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are split on whether to identify as religious. Research from Miami University shows pro-life organizations fall into one of three camps. Some openly religious, others are religious but don't mention it, and a small portion outright reject the use of religion. The latter group frames abortion as a human rights issue. This is SRN News. Disputes continue to climb about potential safety risks and future costs tied to California reactors. John Scott reports.
The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant was scheduled to close by 2025, but the California legislature changed course in September 2022 and opened a path for the reactors to keep running. Just this week, operator Pacific Gas and Electric asked federal regulators to extend the plant's operation while supporters and critics clashed at a state hearing on Diablo Canyon's future. Questions range.
The TUIs say they paid Michael Orr more than $138,000 of their proceeds from the book and film The Blind Side. The former NFL player is claiming that Sean and Leanne TUI never paid him his share from the profits, and he's filed a lawsuit. The Oscar-winning movie detailed Orr's life story. More details at SRNnews.com.